Time, I came across a book with the title, Three Big Questions That Change Every Teenager. And as the name implies, it offers three different questions that teens, whether they consciously do it or not, that they are seeking the answer to. And really, I would make the argument that it's not just teens that are looking for the answers to these questions, but it's all of us. That are seeking these answers. Now, today, I'm only going to dwell on one of the questions, so I'll keep you in suspense. You'll have to wait to hear about the other two questions another time. But the question that I want to think about for a moment this morning is this one: where do I fit? And it'll be up in a second on the screen. The question, where do I fit? It's the question of belonging. And I would suggest to you that the Church of Jesus has an answer to all three of the big questions, and we have an answer to this question of where do I fit? And the answer that we would offer to this question of belonging, where do you fit, where do you belong? The answer is you belong here. Now, I don't necessarily mean here in this room, although you belong here too, or here in this building, but I mean you belong here with Jesus, and you belong here among His people, among followers of Jesus, among the church. So today we celebrate baptism and new members. And really what we're talking about when we talk about baptism, when we talk about membership at Elizabethtown Brethren in Christ Church, what we're talking about is belonging. I love what Paul writes to Christians in Philippi, the first century city, in Philippians chapter 3. Paul he begins the chapter by thinking about his heritage, and he thinks about his accomplishments. He thinks about all of these things that used to matter greatly to him. But then he comes to something that matters a whole lot more to him now than any of that stuff that was in the past. And he writes these words, beginning in verse 10, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. And what's Paul saying there? He's saying that he belongs to Jesus. He's saying, Jesus took hold of me some time ago through his death and his resurrection. He took hold of me. I belong now to him. And one day, because Jesus took hold of me, one day that is going to mean my own resurrection, like the resurrection of Jesus. It's going to mean my own resurrection from the dead. And so until then, Paul says, until then, I am pressing on amidst the strains and the struggles of this life in anticipation of this glorious future that I'm looking forward to. Well, I would say in a similar way to what Paul describes there, you and I are made to belong to Christ. We're made to belong to him. When we say yes to Jesus, when we put our trust in him, when we acknowledge that, yes, we have sinned, we've sort of gone our own way, we've done our own thing, we focused on ourselves above all else, when we acknowledge that and we invite God to do what he loves to do through Christ in forgiving our sins, when we do all of that, we belong to Christ. And baptism is a public statement of that being the case. It's a public statement of belonging to Christ. So today, we have the privilege of baptizing 11 people, three in this service and eight in the second. And as they are baptized, what they are saying is, we belong to Christ. Now, some of them are relatively young. And in fact, most of the young ones are in this service. And they haven't belonged to Christ necessarily for all that long. Some of them are more mature, we'll say. And they belong to Jesus for quite some time. And they, for one reason or another, were not baptized as believers previously. in all cases, for all of them, as they go under the waters of baptism, what they're saying is, Jesus, I belong to you in your death. You died for me. And with you, my self-centeredness has died. And I am saying yes to you in every way that I can. As they go under the water, they're saying, we belong to Jesus in his death. As they come up out of the water, they're saying, we belong to you, Jesus, in your resurrection. The new life that you offer us, we get to enjoy now. We start to enjoy that new life in this life. And then, like Paul, we look forward to a day of physical resurrection from physical death. And here's the other thing. As they do that, as they say, we belong to Jesus in his death and in his resurrection, when they come up out of the water, now, newsflash here, they're not doing this in their own private tub. They're going to come up out of the water and they're going to see all of you sitting out here as they do. Baptism is a public statement. It's not a solo thing. They do this, they take this step in the context of the church. One writer has said, we are not telephone pole Christians. We're not telephone pole Christians just with a vertical relationship with God. We are cross-shaped Christians, or here's the fancy word for the day, cruciform. We are cruciform Christians. We are cross-shaped. So we have a vertical relationship with God, but that brings us into a horizontal relationship with all other followers of Jesus. And so in Romans 12, Paul would write these words, in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. And so you and I are made not only to belong to Christ, but by virtue of belonging to Christ, we are made to belong to others in the church. And so the step of baptism leads as well to the step of membership in the church. Belonging in the church through membership. And when we talk about membership in the church, we're not talking about membership in a club. We're not talking about membership in an organization. We're talking about membership like in a body. You know, you have members of your body, arms and legs and other body parts. And we're members of the church in that way. We're members of the church like members of a family. Now, some of those who are being baptized today, as I said, they're adults, and they've thought about and considered, what does it mean to be a member of the family, to be committed members of this church? And they'll say yes to a covenant that we invite them into. Some of them are youth members. They'll become youth members, and yet we're going to ask them to make the same commitment that the adults are making with the same covenant, and that's something that they will grow into. So we're going to celebrate these steps of baptism and membership, of belonging to Jesus and belonging to one another today. We're going to receive the members first, and then in the second half of the service, we will have the baptisms. And as we do that, there will be videos sharing a little bit of the story of each person so that you, if you don't know them, you can learn a little bit more about them. And so I'm going to invite our new members to come forward now. There are four in this service. And they can join me up here on the stage. Just a couple other things you will be interested to know. There are a few people who have been baptized previously as believers, and so they're not going to be baptized, but we are still receiving them into membership today. You'll also see their videos at the end of the baptism videos. Another thing you might be saying is here in this service, so there's four people in this service, but there's like 11 in the next one. What about them? The good news is we're recording both services, so you can go back and you can see the statements and the baptisms of everyone else in the second service as well. Part of our mission statement here at EBIC is that we value every generation. And so, again, you're maybe not going to see it as much in this service, but when you combine this service with next, it becomes very clear how much we value every generation, because we will have people up here who are age 11, and we will have people up here and in the water who are in their 80s and in between. And so we celebrate that. So we have these four, and again, you'll learn a little bit more about them later. But I want to say to you four that you're teens or preteens, and so sometimes people might say, you are the future church. Well, I want to say to you, yes, you're the future church, and you're also the church of today. And you belong here, and we're glad that you're here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the membership covenant, and you can also see it on the screen back there if you'd like to follow along. I'm going to offer this membership covenant, and at the end of it, I'll invite you to say yes to these commitments. In making this covenant as a member of the Brethren in Christ Church, I accept the Bible as the Word of God, which reveals the way of salvation and guides me in what to believe and how to live. I testify that I have personally experienced God's saving grace through Jesus Christ, and that I seek to live a holy life that is fully devoted to Christ. I pledge that as a member of the Elizabethtown BIC congregation, I will be dedicated to this church family. I will be open to the teaching of the Bible, the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and the counsel of the church. I will pray for, worship with, and give financially to the church. I will use whatever gifts God has given me to participate in the ministry and the mission of the church. With God's help, I will always seek to foster a spirit of Christian fellowship and unity within the church. Now, I'm not asking you to say that you promise to do all of these things all the time perfectly. That's not what I'm asking you to say yes to. But I am going to ask you to say yes, that you will do your best to follow through on this commitment with God's help. And so if you are willing to do that, would you say, yes, I do?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, it takes all of us who are members of the church as well to support them and to encourage them as they live out these kind of commitments, and maybe to occasionally remind them of things that they've committed. And so I would ask those of you who are members of our church and are willing to affirm them and support them in taking this step to stand now as well. Looks like you've got a lot of support out there. So it's my privilege to welcome you in Jesus' name into the membership of our church with its privileges and responsibilities, and may we together as a body honor the Father, Son, and Spirit. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for your body. Thank you for your family. Thank you that when you call us to follow you, you don't call us to do that on our own. You don't call us to be telephone poles just relating to you. But you call us into a cross-shaped life of relating to you and relating to one another. And so I thank you for this church family and for all who are part of it. I thank you for these people who are taking the step today of becoming part of it in a deeper way through these steps of baptism and membership. And Lord, may we together grow in being your hands and feet in our world. And may the kind of love and concern and care and commitment that we have for one another, may that speak to the whole world of what it means to follow you and of the great love that you have for every person. Lord, help us to live faithfully to honor you as a body, as a family. For the sake of Jesus, I pray these things. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he give you his peace. Amen.